George Bush travels out of the country for the first time as president today. He will be meeting with Mexico's president, Vicente Fox. President Bush has been in the White House for nearly a month. He's addressed education, taxes, and the military. The administration needs conservative political support. Greg Mueller is a Republican political consultant. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You helped to form a group called the Issues Management Center, which is trying to rally conservatives around the Bush agenda. Are you having any luck?
Yeah, conservatives are very excited. I think we see that at yesterday's opening of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Bob, in Washington. I think there's a lot of excitement early for President Bush. There was throughout the campaign. He campaigned as a conservative, limited government versus big government. And now with education reform, tax cuts, ending international funding of abortion, taxpayer-funded of abortion, we think we're off to a very good start here.
Is there a risk that conservatives will expect more from President Bush than he can deliver, given the close election and a divided Congress?
There's no doubt that there's a lot of challenges, but the one thing President Bush has going for him is conservatives kind of expect that. The one important thing, Bob, with a conservative base of the Republican Party is that if you don't win your issues, at least you look like you're fighting for your issues. This is what Ronald Reagan's success was built around, and so far it looks like this is what President Bush's success is going to be built around. Fighting for your beliefs, your mainstream conservative beliefs on tax cuts, deregulation, family issues, that's what's important to the conservative base of the party, and I would argue helps you build consensus across party lines.
What about the conservatives who have been grumbling about the number of moderates and supporters of abortion rights in the Bush cabinet?
Well, early on, Reverend Jerry Falwell and some other social conservatives were a little bit concerned about that, but President Bush and his administration came back very strong with a lot of mainstream conservatives and put them in positions where they can affect policy. Christy Todd Whitman was even supported by many conservatives because she wasn't put in an area where her pro-abortion and sometimes other more liberal views were heard. She was put in a position where she actually has more mainstream Republican principles during the environment, economic issues. So conservatives actually wound up supporting her in her position as the head of the EPA. So I think there's been a great planning process by the Bush administration to make sure they appease all bases within the Republican Party and, frankly, bring enough diversity to the cabinet level that builds consensus across party lines, which is, I think, is something they've really achieved that's been underreported.
Does it look to you like the president is spending more time trying to sell his program to Democrats than he is to fellow Republicans?
No, there's two ways you talk to Democrats, or if you're a Democrat, two ways you talk to a Republican. That is one way, which is, we believe, the wrong way, is to try and give up your agenda, sacrifice parts of your agenda, Bob. President Bush isn't doing that. President Bush, and he did this in Texas as well, he is known for reaching across party lines, building consensus without sacrificing much of one iota of his agenda. He's been very firm in his positions, but at the same time, he's reached out to Democrats and moderates across party lines and independents and basically said, this is my agenda, and this is what I think it does for not only our Republican constituencies, but here's what it does for your Democrat constituencies. And I think that so far, early in the administration, Bob, that system and that philosophy is working greatly for him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Greg Mueller is president of Creative Response Concepts, a public relations firm in Alexandria, Virginia.